Hey there! Are you interested in getting access to the recordings of my monthly masterclass hangout, where we do deep dives into different travel hacking programs? If so, please check out the Patreon at patreon.com/geobreezetravel. Patreon members will also get to vote on the charity of the month, because in case you didn't already know, all of the GeoBreeze travel income gets earmarked for donations to different nonprofits. That includes the income from the monthly hangouts, coaching services, and credit card affiliate signups. Links to all of those are available in the show notes. This week's Patreon shout-out goes out to Amanda. Thank you so much for being a part of the GeoBreeze Travel Patreon community. Welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast, a show for anyone wanting to level up their travel hacking lifestyle. I'm your host, Julia Menez. I'm a travel hacker, coach, speaker, Filipina-American ENTJ who loves solid travel gear and using shortcuts on spreadsheets. On this show, I'm on a mission to bring you travel hackers from all walks of life to help you level up your travel hacking game. We dive into credit cards, miles, points, strategy, mindset, and the secrets behind how to travel the world for next to no cost. So let's get hacking.
We don't always use just miles and points. We just use any hacks we can get, right? So just when you're planning a trip, just get creative. If you don't have enough points, don't think, oh gosh, I don't have enough points, I can't do it. Think what else you have. Do you have annual free night certificates? Can you use airline credits? Can you maybe jump on some, can you use some discounted rates? Maybe you have AA membership or some corporate code or military discount like we get sometimes. So think about all those things that you may get.
Hello, travel hackers. You just heard a clip from Svetlana Yakubova from Travel Dreamers Family. Svetlana is a CPA, real estate investor, military spouse, and mom of two boys. In today's episode, Svetlana and I discuss different credit card benefits that they enjoy as a military family, how she uses different side hustles to earn points and miles, and how she and her family saved more than $30,000 on a trip to Bora Bora and more than $15,000 on a three-week trip to Hawaii. Svetlana is also a frequent attendee at our GeoBreeze Travel Masterclass Hangouts, where we go over different programs for airlines, hotels, shopping portals, and more. We go into much more detail than what we can cover on Instagram in those Masterclass Hangouts, and more than 100 people register for each event. Come join us for the July event, where we discuss how to earn points from multiple programs at the same time by stacking promos. You can find the link to sign up in the show notes. And now, on with the show. Hey, Svetlana, welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast.
Hi, Julia. Thank you for having me.
Of course, we are so excited to have you here today. So before we jump into all of your different travel hacking tricks, tell us a little bit about your background and how did you get into the wonderful game of points and miles?
So the very first time I learned about it was in 2015. We were planning a trip to Europe. We were going to Paris, then Barcelona, and also outside of Europe, we went to Morocco. And that was sort of our honeymoon, because when we got married in 2013, we did not have a real honeymoon. We had our family coming from different places. We didn't want to leave them alone and like leave right away. So like 2 years later, forward to 2015, we're planning our honeymoon to Europe. I was searching for hotels to stay in Paris. Everything was crazy expensive. I didn't know how can we afford staying anywhere. And that's how I came across travel hacking, using like Hyatt points to stay in the Paris hotel. And I applied for those credit cards right away, you know, Chase of Fire preferred, as probably 99% of travel hackers start with. So I did that one, World of Hyatt. We got points, enough points to stay for about 5 nights in Park Hyatt Vendome, super fancy hotel. And we continued travel hacking ever since that trip.
That is a really incredible first trip to take on points and miles. All right. Sure. So after you took this amazing trip and honeymoon to Europe, what was next in your travel hacking hobby?
What was next? I have to remember. It's been a few years since that. I think after that, we started collecting points for Hawaii. We've done a few trips to Hawaii. We've been there 4 times. Not every time we fully covered it with miles and points, but every time we used some sort of travel hacks, whether using discounted rates, through military benefits, or using timeshare promo packages. Like we would do the presentation and get a discounted rate at the hotel. We would also use airline credits on our American Express Platinum card, Hilton Aspire card. So there's always some combination of hacks. And then my probably biggest trip that I planned after that was a trip to Bora Bora and Moorea. I had the dream from the beginning, you know, to go to Bora Bora using points. I had no idea how to do it in the beginning, but slowly over time, you know, learned, collected enough points, and we were able to do it.
Walk us through the process. What did you fly? What hotels did you stay at? What cards did you use? Break down all of this for us, because I'm sure there's a lot of people who are listening right now being like, I really want to do this trip.
Yeah. And actually, I listened to another episode that you had about a trip to Bora Bora, and they use different cards and stayed in different hotels, for different airlines. So I think, yeah, I'll tell my story. Maybe it would be helpful for someone as well. So we flew Air Tahiti Nui to Tahiti. We used American Airlines miles. We earned those miles with Barclay Aviator Red Card. Awesome card. Pretty easy to earn miles because you open it, pay the annual $99 fee, and you collect 60,000 miles. So you don't even have to meet a minimum spend on it. So really great card. And we also opened Citi Advantage cards as well because we needed to be able to book 3 adult tickets. So with those combinations, it was 80,000 miles round trip from LAX to Tahiti to have that flight on points.
Is that each?
Yes, 80,000 per person round trip.
Were you opening these cards because you were already 5/24 is why you were going for like the Barclays and the Citi? Or was there a different reason that you chose these cards instead of the Chase cards or Amex cards?
Yeah, that's a good question. We were over 5/24, both me and my husband at the time. Plus, there are no Chase cards that really transfer to American Airlines or that you can use points to book Air Tahiti Nui. So both reasons, over 5/24, as well as being able to collect miles to book on Air Tahiti Nui. It wasn't completely free, by the way. So we did use points for 3 adults. I did have to pay a few hundred dollars for him. I think it was $300 or $400. Just to want let others know that it wasn't free. And it was more expensive for some reason because I booked one-way tickets using miles. I didn't book round trip. Round trip was not available for both dates at the time I booked. So I booked one way and then I waited for a return flight to open up. So, and because it was 2 separate one ways, they like charge per ticket. If it was a round trip, it would be cheaper. So if you're flying with children under 2, just keep that in mind. Try to book round trip if you can.
That's a good tip. What are some other considerations for people who are traveling internationally with an infant or somebody under?
Oh, gosh. I should know that some good considerations because you fly with children. But I think it's just keeping in mind that under 2, I mean, it's free for them usually to fly. You may need to pay taxes to certain destinations, special international one. If it's a domestic flight, most likely just free. They're not going to charge you anything. International destination, you may have to pay tax for left. If you do want to get a seat, you either have to pay or use miles. Or sometimes if they have an extra seat available, they would give it to you for free. So that happened to us many times where they have extra seats. So they just give it to us. So like, for example, a seat in the middle, but you can't like, it's not 100% guaranteed. So if you think like, oh, I absolutely cannot have a child for 12 hours straight on my laps, if it's a long haul flight, then maybe it's worth it to get that extra seat and not worry about it.
All right. Tell us about this hotel that you got, this Tropical Paradise Hotel.
Yeah. So we stayed at 3 different hotels. We in Bora Bora, we stayed at St. Regis. Then we stayed at Conrad Bora Bora Nui. And in Moorea, we stayed at IC Moorea. That's IHG Hotel. And sadly, it's now closed. So I can't really use points there. But there are some other options. Like there's a Hilton option on Moorea Hotel. And I can walk you through kind of what cards we used for each, how we collected points, and all that good stuff.
Yes, please.
Sure. So for St. Regis, we collected a lot of Marriott points And we were somewhat lucky because Marriott acquired SPG. We had a lot of SPG points from old American Express SPG cards. We applied for the new SPG luxury one when they offered 100,000 points. So we both had a good chunk of them. And when both programs, Marriott and SPG, merged, all our SPG points converted 1, 2, 3. So if you, for example, had 100,000, sorry, SPG points, they converted to 300,000 Marriott points. So all in all, I think between me and my husband, we had about 720,000 Marriott points. So I used those points to book 2 villas in St. Regis because I was taking my mom as well. So it added some complexity. I needed to book 2. But because we had a lot of points, we were able to do it. Availability was a bit tricky. So I had to figure out what time of the day they release rooms on points. And I could not find that information anywhere on the internet. Like nobody would share, you know, what time they release rooms. So I had to test it myself. I would wake up at the different times because they release usually early in the morning or even at night. So I tried different times, like before I knew I needed to book certain dates. And I found, I think about 5 a.m. Pacific time, they were releasing those rooms. At that point, there were 60,000 Marriott points per villa. So I would get up 5 a.m. I would book a room a year out. So a year in advance. Some days I was able to book 2 rooms. Some days I was not able to book anything. I guess other travel hackers were doing the same thing as me, waking up trying to book this room. But closer to our dates, those couple missing dates that I have, they opened up the availability and I was able to book all those consecutive nights. It was like 6 nights we stayed there in 2 villas at St. Regis.
So you booked the hotels before the flight, and then you picked your flight dates based off of whatever availability you could get with the hotels.
Exactly. I booked hotels first. One reason was we didn't have enough points for flights at that point. Another reason is that hotels in Bora Bora are harder to get than flights. So it's not true for all destinations. For some destinations, you'd better book flights first, and then you can, you know, there are many hotel options. You can pick whatever. Not the case with Bora Bora. Bora Bora hotels are harder to book. So like you said, I went first with hotels. And then for those dates, I worked on getting flights for those dates.
How many points did this take total for just the St. Regis piece?
St. Regis, it was 6 nights times 60,000 points. So 360,000. But again, we booked 2 villas because I was taking my mom with us. So 360 times 2, 720,000 points. A lot of points.
How did you earn that many Marriott points? And I know that you can divide by 3 because it was, you said some of them were SPG points from before the merger, but how did you earn that many points? Were they just sitting in your accounts for years or what's the story?
Yeah, exactly. They were. As I mentioned before, we weren't very strategic at first applying for credit cards. So we applied for, I think, 2 SPG cards each, me and my husband. Then we applied for Chase, Marriott, Bonvoy, earned some Marriott points that way. But all those SPG points were sitting in our accounts. We were not using them for anything. I didn't know what to use them for. Like I couldn't figure out like the best value. And then they all converted to Marriott, Bonvoy. And that's how we had a lot of them. I know it's harder to get that many Marriott points right now because although there are many cards, you can have like both Amex and Chase together. You can have like some business cards. So it will take much longer to earn that many Marriott points, but it's still possible. If you're strategic about it, if you put your strategy in place, which cards to apply for, I think it's still possible. Plus, you don't need as many points as us, right? You don't need 2 villas probably. You probably just need 1. So I think it's still doable.
Nice. Those are good tips. All right. What was the second hotel that you stayed at then?
Yeah. So the second hotel was Conrad Bora Bora Nui. And Conrad is a Hilton brand, so you can use Hilton points there. That hotel, I think, is the easiest to travel hack, even for people who don't have a lot of experience travel hacking. So basically, we opened 2 cards. I opened 2 cards, Hilton Aspire from American Express and just regular Hilton with no annual fee. And then I referred my husband. He also opened Hilton Aspire card. So we had 3 cards between 2 of us. And with those 3 cards, we got 2 free nights, and those 2 free nights are not restricted. They can be used in any hotel. You get them as soon as you apply for the credit card. Plus, we got 150,000 points each on the Hilton Aspire. Plus, that no annual fee Hilton, I got another 90,000 points. So between two of us, we had two free nights, about 400,000 points. And we booked, again, we booked two villas. We booked three nights in two villas using those points plus certificates. If you are just booking one villa, you can do six nights easily. So with both Marriott and Hilton, you get fifth night free when you're redeeming points. So basically, you need to have enough of four nights, and then the fifth night is free. The problem is we stayed six nights in St. Regis, and we stayed only three nights at Hilton at Conrad. So the problem with Bora Bora hotels, I had to book night by night. I was not able to book, you know, all like five nights together. When you book night by night, you're not able to utilize that perk. If you're more flexible on dates and not booking it a year out like I was, day by day, if you find availability for all five nights, definitely take advantage of that because you get one night free that way.
That's a really good point. I'm surprised they couldn't just merge your entire reservation where you're like, I have five separate nights, just put it under one confirmation number. Because did they make you check in and out of the hotel multiple times too?
No, they definitely don't. But to merge those, so they're not able to merge them really. They would have to basically cancel all those nights and I would have to rebook it. I did not want to risk that because at that point I already had everything planned. I already booked flights. So I'm like, you know, that's fine. We're not getting fifth night free, but we're still getting pretty much all nights on points. So we're paying a little bit more in points, but I was fine with that. I didn't want to risk it.
That makes sense. I would also not want to risk this. I feel like I get very emotionally attached to my itineraries where if I'm putting in like waking up at 4 a.m. and checking for availability, I am very emotionally attached to that itinerary at that point.
Yes, that was me too, because it was my longest dream. And it was finally, I'm like, oh gosh, I can't believe it's coming true. We are really going there, you know, like I don't want to do anything that may cancel my reservation or anything like that.
That's fair. Was there a third hotel too?
Yeah. So after staying six nights in St. Regis, three nights in Conrad Bora Bora, we went to Moorea. We went there for five or six nights. I can't remember. We used IHG points from our Chase IHG cards. We had two IHG cards each, me and my husband. We also got a lot of IHG points from that crazy trick. I don't know if you were part of it, but when you needed to send like mail cards to enter into contest, and by mailing like 90 cards, we would write our names on it, write the address and send it to IHG. They would give like 5,000 points for each card or something like that. It was pretty crazy.
Tell us more about this. Was it a sweepstakes where you just have to fill out an online form and then you just mail it in every day and then you get a random prize and the prize is 5,000 points? Or I didn't know about this. What
you
is
didn't know
this?
About this? Yeah, it was, gosh, I don't remember what year was it. I think 2016 or 17. But yes, there were sweepstakes by IHG. Normally with sweepstakes, you have to like, I don't know, book a room or something like that to enter. But that one, Travel Hackers, of course, found a fine print where it said you can enter the sweepstakes if you mail in your entry. And that was capped at maybe 50 entries. So if you like, or like 45, I don't know. So if you write cards, it had to be handwritten card. So you have to write like, oh, you want to enter the sweepstakes. Then you have to put it in the envelope and handwrite the address where it goes to and handwrite where it's coming from, like from us. So literally 90 cards with 90 envelopes. We were writing on them like all night. My husband was not happy with me. He told me like, you better get those points. And for each of those entries, you were guaranteed to get points. So we got, I don't know, I think we got 50,000 points each just for like entering those sweepstakes. So we had about 50,000 from those sweepstakes. Plus we applied for IHG cards, got another, I think, 100 to 150,000 IHG points. So we used all those points to stay at IC Moreya. Again, this is now closed, but there are other IHG hotels you can stay at in Bora Bora, like IHG Thalasso. I think I want to add maybe a couple more tips for someone wanting to go to Bora Bora, and that is, so using Hilton Aspire card, if you stay at Conrad Bora Bora Nui and you have Hilton Aspire card, you have a Hilton Diamond status just by having a card. And that comes with free breakfast. And breakfast is expensive in Bora Bora, as any food. It's about $50 per person for buffet. Yeah, pretty expensive. So you get it free with Hilton Aspire. Plus, you get $300 statement credit. And in a calendar, not in calendar year, sorry, in a, what is it called? Not calendar year, but
anniversary year.
Anniversary year. Yes, you get $300. So free breakfast, free hotel. And we were able to use $300 to pay basically for our food, for like our dinners and lunches. And together it was $600 because both my husband and I have this card. So that's huge savings.
That's incredible. Did you get your mom in on the travel hacking game too? Was she opening cards and getting points too?
Yes, I do it for her. I kind of help her, right? I tell her, okay, this is great hot card that you can sign up for it and earn bonus points. She's always happy to do that because she travels with us a lot. So I'm able to open credit cards for her and then use those points to bring her with us. So it's a win-win.
How much do you think that your family saved from this entire Polynesian vacation?
Yeah, that's a good question. I did some math and I looked back at my post because I posted on Instagram about it and how much we saved. I went back to look just to make sure I'm not giving some wrong information, but we saved about $27,000 between all of us, you know, three adults, a kid, two villas in each place. So yeah, $27,000.
That's awesome. So if that IHG sweepstakes thing that I had not heard of ever comes back again, everybody listening to this is just going to write 10 million thank you cards or whatever cards to IHG being like, give me points. Yeah, it's better than writing out wedding invitations or thank you cards for sure.
Yes. I mean, yeah, I wish they came back. I don't think they're planning to. I guess they probably knew that travel hackers can took advantage of it. But yes, if something like that, I mean, there are always opportunities that come and go. So of course, it might be not IHG, but something else. So that's why, like, I think everybody should, you know, get into this travel hacking, because if you wait and wait, you might miss out on this awesome opportunities.
Yeah, for sure. And then tell us a little bit about the Hawaii trip too, because that was also an amazing trip that I saw you take on Instagram when it seemed like everybody was getting to go to Hawaii. My entire Instagram feed was just everybody's Hawaii picture. So tell us a little bit about how you hacked Hawaii.
So yes, we went to Hawaii for 3 weeks. We used points for most nights in the hotels. We also used a timeshare promo package.
You said 3 weeks. You had enough points to stay in Hawaii for 3 weeks?
Yes, we did. I mean, we use a lot of points. We use a lot of our Chase points. We barely have any points left because we use them in Hawaii. But yes, we covered, I mean, about 2 weeks, I think, was 2 weeks and a change was covered with points. And about 5 nights, we did pay staying at Marriott, but we used a discounted rate for the timeshare promo package. And I can tell you more about that. But yeah, so yeah, most of that was covered with points. Our flights were not necessarily on points, but we utilized the airline credits through American Express Platinum, Business, and Hilton Aspire. So we used those airline credits to pay for our flights.
Well, I'm super impressed that you got to stay for 3 weeks in Hawaii. Tell us a little bit about the timeshare hack, because I feel like that's not something that we run into very often on this show. Did you have to sit through a 14-hour presentation, or what did this involve?
Thankfully, not 14-hour presentation. It was 90 minutes presentation. But yes, you have to sit through it. Like they schedule it. They just tell you what day and time you need. We've been through a few of those in the past. I usually go with my husband. This time I went with my mom, and I'd say it was pretty stressful with my mom. She does not like listening to sales pitches. Like she's I don't know, she feels very stressed and like she has to buy something or like people, you know, spending their time to tell her about it. So it was pretty stressful. But before, when I went with my husband, it was pretty low key. We sat through it. We were not interested, and that's it. I think either way, it is worth it, unless you absolutely cannot stand still. Pitches, I think it's still worth it. It's only $90 a day. So in exchange for that presentation, you get a discounted rate at the hotel. So we paid $15.99 to stay for 5 nights at Marriott Colina Beach Club. Normally, I think it would be twice more expensive to stay there. So at least $3,000 to $4,000. We stayed in a 2-bedroom suite with full kitchen, washer and dryer. So, you know, that was a discounted rate. And so to get that package, so I think one way you can get this offers is if you sign up for Marriott Bonvoy program, they may email you the offer and say, hey, do you want to come check out it's a timeshare properties usually. So do you want to come check out this timeshare property, you know, see it for 90-minute presentation, and we'll give you a special offer. So that's one way. And I used to get offers like that in my email. I have not received them for the long time. I don't know if they still send them out. Maybe they do, just they're more like targeted. Maybe don't send it to me, but to some people. So the other way you can get them is if you stay at the timeshare resort. So we got it when we stayed in Palm Desert Marriott Resort. It's called Marriott Desert Villas. So we stayed there using points. We just wanted to go for like a long weekend getaway. So we stayed there, and Marriott Vacation Club program that manages these timeshare presentations, they have a booth there. And so they invite any guest to come to their booth and buy this timeshare package. You only need to pay a deposit at first. You pay $199 deposit. They have various locations throughout US. Once you figure out, oh yeah, like I want to go to this location, you just call them, schedule the dates and pay the difference, because every location will have a different number of nights and different price point. So it can be just $200 if you go for like 3 nights to, I don't know, Arizona, or it can be $1,600 or $1,599 like we paid for Hawaii. That's the most expensive package. So you pay the difference, you book the dates, and you go to Hawaii like we did on a discounted rate.
Nice. That's awesome. How much do you think you saved on the Hawaii trip, all in all?
On the Hawaii trip, I think we saved $15,000. So that Marriott timeshare package, we had to pay $15.99, but the rest of the hotels, we mostly stayed at Hyatt. We stayed at Hyatt in Maui, and we stayed at Hyatt Residence Club Maui on Kanapali Beach. We stayed at Hyatt Place Waikiki, and we stayed at Holiday Express in Waikiki as well. So we used points for all those hotels. We paid $0 for that. So if we did not use points, we would pay about $15,000.
That is an incredible amount of savings over a 3-week vacation, which I still can't get over. You had enough points to stay 3 weeks in Hawaii. That's so cool.
Yeah. I mean, we had about 350,000 Chase points. Again, they were sitting in our account for a couple of years, from like Chase Sapphire Reserve card, from Chase Sapphire Preferred that I opened for my mom, because my Chase Sapphire Preferred, like we used those points in Paris a long time ago. So we had about 350,000 points. We used them at Hyatt Residence Club Maui. It's 48,000 points per night for 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom villa. And we also used our annual night certificates from World of Hyatt card in Hyatt Place Waikiki. We had about 5 of those. So we used them there. Yeah, Marriott, we did the timeshare package, and Holiday Inn Express, we used annual 3-night certificates from IHG cards to stay there for a few nights.
This is so many awesome combinations of hacks. You've got the free nights going, you've got the points, you've got the timeshare, all of the hacks in this one trip. That's so cool. How did you each get 3 weeks of vacation in a row? Was that a challenge to negotiate with your day jobs, or were they just like, no, it's fine, you didn't take any vacation during the pandemic, go have fun?
So I'm on maternity leave right now. So yeah, not an issue for me. I get about 6 months maternity leave with my company. I'm going back in a couple of weeks. But yeah, I was on leave. It was pretty easy for me. And my husband is in reserves right now. So he was active for some time. He's now back in reserves. So we don't get to enjoy all those waived annual fees benefits anymore. But because he's in reserves, he has a pretty flexible schedule. He has like certain times that he needs to be, you know, here or go to trainings or go to work. But outside of those windows, we have flexibility to leave and go on a long trip like that, 3 weeks in Hawaii. So I'm grateful we have that flexibility.
That's amazing. And so nice too, that you're able to travel during your maternity leave and that his flexible schedule allows for it as well. That's so cool. So with the travel hacking lifestyle that you live, any interesting viewpoints that you've come up with over the years?
That's a good question. I mean, you know, from a military family perspective, I think, of course, we tried to utilize the military benefits. When my husband was active, we were taking advantage of waived annual fees. And there's like so many different, you know, hacks that you don't really hear much about. One hack actually that I learned about military is, so a lot of like hotel chains, they would give a status to military members. So for example, Caesars Casino chain, if you're a military member and you come to Caesars Casino, you can show your military ID and it would give you a Caesars Platinum status just for being in the military. And with that status, I'm sure you know, what is great about status, you can get a complimentary stay in Atlantis in Bahamas. So you can, I actually just checked before our call, what are the benefits right now? So with Caesars Platinum, we can get 2 nights in the peak season or 3 nights in the off-peak season in Atlantis. And right now they put you in those nicer towers than they used to. Used to be in a beach tower, which was like old and outdated. Now it's Royal or Coral Tower, which are newer towers. So just being a military member, you know, go get that status. You can go for almost free to Bahamas. You have to pay resort fee. And again, the military spouse also is eligible. So, if you know, me and my husband both have Caesars Platinum status. So if we both use that benefit, we can go to Atlantis, Bahamas for 6 nights and pay just, you know, like $50 or $60 resort fee. So that's another thing I learned about kind of being in the military.
That's such a good hack. I've never even thought about that. If you have military family, both you and your spouse can together get 6 nights for free in the Bahamas. Well, that's so cool. We've learned so much today about just military benefits, how you were able to hack $30,000 to Polynesia, $15,000 to Hawaii, and all of the timeshare hacks and everything. If you had to sum all of this up into one line of travel hacking advice for an Instagram quote card, what would your piece of advice be?
I would say start earning points now. Do not wait until you have it all figured out. I know it can get overwhelming and it sounds really complicated and you may be doubting yourself, or can I do it? Can I figure it out? Just start one step at a time. Apply for that first card. Apply, you know, for Chase Sapphire Preferred or other card that you think would be a good fit for you. It's a pretty safe card to apply for. You will learn as you go. Just the more you delay, the more opportunities you're missing, in my opinion. I just find it funny. Like, you know, some people see me post on Instagram about our trips, how we use points and miles, and they would reach out to me and say, hey, like, we see you travel to all these places, like, I want to start too. Like, can you give me some advice? And I give them advice. I tell them where to start. And then 2 years later, they reach out to me again and ask the same question. So like, where do we start? You know, like in 2 years, they still haven't applied for this credit card, haven't started because they may be afraid or whatnot. But the longer you wait, I mean, the more opportunities you miss. And just start small, but start now. Like, don't delay the action.
Absolutely. I love that advice. And speaking of good advice, can you give a shout out to somebody else that listeners today should follow on Instagram for awesome travel hacking advice?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you had so many amazing guests on your podcast, a lot of great shout outs. I think one person that haven't been mentioned yet is Lori's Travel Hacks. She's on Instagram. She posts some content like how to travel hack Disneyland, how to get points with like Target purchases and some other great posts. So I would definitely recommend checking her IG account.
Sounds good. And where can we find you on the internet?
Mostly on Instagram. I'm pretty active there. Our Instagram handle is Travel Dreamers Family. So we post a lot of pictures, stories from our trips. We also post travel hacking tips and advice. So definitely check out our Instagram and DM me with any questions. If I missed certain things, I'm sure, you know, there are a lot to cover about every trip. If you have any more questions about travel hacking Bora Bora, Hawaii, or how we earn points, or even military benefits, feel free to send me a message. I will definitely reply. I always reply to any message you send me.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Svetlana, for coming on to the show today. It was such a pleasure to get to hear your story and all of these awesome travel hacking gems that you provided for us today.
Thank you, Julia, for having me. I appreciate you sharing all these tips. I learned so much from your podcast, from all the guests you had. So again, it was a pleasure to be on. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. If any of the cards mentioned in today's episode piqued your interest, please check out the links in the show notes for more information on any of the cards. Also, if you apply for a card using the links on that page, I may receive a commission too, so please and thank you. P.S. I hear the links work better in Internet Explorer or Safari, and sometimes the credit card applications tend to glitch out in Chrome. Additionally, it would mean the world to me if you could subscribe to this podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share it with a friend. And if you would like to make even more travel hacking friends, please sign up for the Patreon to access our monthly masterclass hangouts. We dive deep into a particular points program each month, and you'll get to ask all of your travel hacking questions and enjoy being around other people who enjoy points and miles just as much as you and I do. If you would like an invite to the next one, head over to geobreezetravel.com/hangouts to sign up to be on the invite list. Take care and happy travels!